From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sydney Steele. Missouri's State House is advancing a proposal one lawmaker worries will exempt most correspondence by elected officials from the state's open records law. House members on Monday gave initial approval to legislation that would close public officials' records that include advice, opinions, or recommendations related to public work. O'Fallon Representative Nick Schroer says the purpose of his amendment is to protect constituents' private information. But Kansas City Representative John Carpenter says the proposal would mean almost no records would be available for public review. The City of Columbia's 2018 Citizen Survey reveals downtown safety and street conditions are primary concerns for Columbia residents. KBIA's Emily Aiken has the story.
The survey was presented at Monday's pre-council meeting. It shows a decrease in satisfaction with street conditions, city maintenance services, and downtown safety. Councilmember Betsy Peters says public safety is a concern for more than just the city council.
You know, we have our new chief, so I'm sure that he's looking at that along with safety in the entire city. So I probably continue what we're doing and look to see what we can, how we can improve.
The category that decreased the most was condition of streets at 16%. Peter says adequately addressing public safety and increasing police and fire department personnel would require more funding. Emily Aiken, KBIA News.
Columbia is staying on track with its renewable energy goals. In fact, a new report released by Columbia Water and Light says it's exceeded 2018 requirements. KBIA's Seth Bodine has more.
According to the report, the city provided about 15% of electric energy from renewable sources in 2018. The push for renewable energy is part of a 2004 city ordinance that requires the city to gradually increase its renewable energy supplies. Ward 5 City Council member Matt Pitzer says the city has met its requirements every year since the ordinance took effect. He says one thing that's helped is a dropping price tag.
Advances in technology have really improved not only the efficiency of the power systems, but have just driven the cost down.
The requirement for renewable energy will remain at 15% each year until it increases to 25% in the year 2020. Seth Bodine, KBIA News.
A Republican lawmaker from St. Louis County is resigning to take on a key role in the Missouri GOP. State Representative Gene Evans is slated to become the Missouri Republican Party's executive director. The Manchester Republican will follow through on some of the party's goals, including defending GOP statewide incumbents in 2020. Once she resigns, Governor Mike Parson will have to call a special election for Evans' seat, which takes in cities like Manchester, Twin Oaks, and Valley Park. Sydney Steele, KBIA News, Columbia.